Greetings to everyone this week. It's time for another episode of the podcast. This week's episode does come with a trigger warning, however. My guest, Dana Diaz, is a prime example of resilience, incredible strength, bravery, and ultimately, triumph. Her life is an incredible example of what it looks like to survive despite incredible odds. And this week's episode does include talking about abuse, domestic violence, and what it looks like to live with people who are narcissists. Please take care of your hearts, and based on some conversations I've had with some listeners, I know that some of you have gone through this. I really want you to know before you just jump into this episode what you're going to be hearing. But I do have to tell you, this week's episode is about success. It's about resilience. It's about creating and crafting a life. And really, truly, Dana is the miracle. I know I like the miracle to be somewhat of a surprise, and Dana does tell a story about that. But really, in my mind, Dana's ability to survive and thrive, that's the miracle this week. So now, here's episode 153 of Bite-Sized Blessings. You know, I realized that I could either be a victim and I can live in it and nobody would question it because, I mean, after everything I'd been through, I think I deserve a few years in bed crying and sleeping and getting over it. But that wasn't who I was. I wanted to take it. And, you know, I always say I'm just taking lemons and making lemonade with a little vodka. I really appreciate your connecting what happened in your childhood with your first husband, like choice of spouse, choice of relationship, choice of life that you were, yeah. You know, and also like the hope that you had, because you had hope that things would be different. Yeah. And I'm sure you know, even through maybe your first year of marriage, you thought, oh, you know, things can change. Things can absolutely change. And you and I, in our messaging back and forth to each other, you told me about your book, of course, and you also outlined a few things that happened because, you know, the main gist of the podcast is miracles and magic. And right. you told me a few things that happened that kind of, I don't know, either stimulated or made you think about things differently, stimulated you to start thinking about leaving the relationship. Because I think when any human is in that kind of situation, I mean, it's almost like your stepfather groomed you to kind of accept this way of life. And so then you get into this marriage where he's grooming you with your rules, the lists, things you can do, where you can go, what you can do. That kind of like prison, you say it's self-imposed and it is, but it can be terrifying to step out of line with that kind of person. So I would love for you to share for the listeners some maybe miraculous or things that you felt that were potent enough that it changed your mindset to galvanize you to leave or get out of that relationship.
I think it was just that. You know, I always tell people always ask about red flags, and I think it's about listening to your gut, you know, and following your moral compass, because, you know, I knew, just like in my childhood, I knew it didn't feel right. I was fully aware that what was going on wasn't how it should be. But I did feel stuck. I did feel like there was no way out. And I did have that fear. And I think fear kept me in more than anything else. There was just so much going on. What really did it, though, was just coming to the point of my life. You know, I think that when your life, your health is deteriorating that much, that you're really looking at, oh my gosh, like I'm too young to die and I'm too young to, I think that the miracle in itself was me getting sick. I think people tend to look at, you know, misfortune in life and unlucky things, even the abuse I suffered, you know, like, oh, it's such a terrible, terrible thing. But it depends who you are and how you look at it. It's all in your mindset. Because yeah, getting sick was the deal breaker for me. That was the point where I realized that this wasn't the life, that this life had been dictated to me, and this wasn't what was resonating with my soul. I realized very, very quickly after my ex moved out that, you know, my happiness didn't have to come from any person or any outward source. It had to come from within me, but it was in the simple things in life. You know, all the things that fill your soul, whether it's a favorite song, a favorite color, you know, some of us like sparkly nails or whatever it is, you know, those were the things that I still to this day say, you got to fill your happy jar. You got to put those things in your heart. Because if you don't, or you let somebody prevent you from doing those things, then you're not living authentically and you're not living to your true purpose. But one of the most miraculous things, I think, was coming to that point where, you know, I realized that I could either be a victim and I can live in it and nobody would question it. Because, I mean, after everything I'd been through, I think I deserve a few years in bed crying and sleeping and getting over it. But that wasn't who I was. I wanted to take it. And, you know, I always say I'm just taking lemons and making lemonade with a little vodka, you know, because it was rough. It was bad. But how much better is life now? And how much more do I appreciate the little things in life now? You know, does my husband need to buy me flowers or take me out and to fancy dinners or buy me extravagant things? No, you know, he just loves me. And that's all it is just being kind. And, you know, sort of like that little girl in second grade. I mean, there are people come to you. Those are your blessings. Even my husband now, I'd known his family 18 years. Yet I was at a gas station pumping gas and he peeked around from behind the pump and he was there and he had seen me, you know, and seen me in a way that other people didn't. You know, we all like to look nice and all that, but that fades. I want the kind of depth in a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a family relationship, and hopefully, obviously, with my husband, you know, where it's about who we are deep inside, because that's what we're bringing into this world. And I think that that's what the world fails to see from the outside. There's a lot of judgment and criticism, just like my stepfather in my childhood. But I've been fortunate enough that I am not taking what I went through for granted, and that I am taking it and trying to make good in it. So in that way, that's been a blessing.
I do have to say that I think you're, you know, a lot of people who tell stories on this podcast, the miracles are always in the past, but I think you are a present miracle. You're like a walking miracle right now. And I so appreciate your husband saying, you know, go save another woman today, because you're actively out there spreading knowledge. I think one of the most powerful things about your story is in some therapies, they have this idea or this concept where you go back in time and you have a conversation with your younger self. So it's almost like in your mind's eye, you meet, like for you, it would be you in second grade, and you start a dialogue with that second grader and you talk, you know, you apologize or you just start talking. And it's almost like you can self-soothe in that way and tell that little second grader, everything's going to be okay. Because when you're in second grade, you don't know that everything's going to be okay. You can't see to where you're 45 or 48. And I think that work is so powerful because, you know, that little second grader had no idea that she would become this force of nature, this fierce advocate, this really potent power out in the world, helping so many other people. And just the fact that you had the strength and resilience to survive till now after everything that you've gone through is a miracle in itself, because the world needs you. And the world needs your story.
I appreciate that, because I truly believe, and I know, you know, I don't impose religion or, you know, ideas of a higher being on anybody, but that is something that I truly, in the depth of my soul, feel is that, you know, as much as I was told I wasn't meant to be here and that I shouldn't be here, I'm realizing, oh no, I was very much intended to be here. I was intended to go through what I went through. I was given the gifts of communication. All of these things aligned. It is not an accident that I went to college, even though I wanted to go to beauty school. I was forced to go to college and I ended up in public speaking and journalism classes. That is not an accident. None of it is. And I feel very strongly that that has given me a purpose. And even for the people who boohoo on that, I say, who cares? Because it makes me feel better. And it gives me the ability to put my foot one in front of the other every day after so many years of living in depression and misery. And literally my physical body was dying inside. Now I am standing up strong. And even with my, you know, medical issues still present, but definitely, you know, subdued for the moment, I am amazed and humbled that anybody has any interest in what I have to say. But I love that every single day I get messages from people saying, I got strength from reading your book. I heard you on this podcast and I had the strength to end that relationship. My kids and I are getting out probably next week. I can't do it today, but we're planning. I'm making this happen. And that just makes me so happy because I'm not trying to wreck homes or wreck families or lives. I just want people to realize their worth and to realize that they were not meant to suffer and they're not meant for that life. And they don't have to stay in that life because you can be, I am literally living proof that no matter what it is, you can be okay because I'm better than okay now.
I just love this song. It's so good for my heart. So I'm actually going to let the entire song play. And you can just sit back after I finished my outro, close your eyes, and enjoy its beauty. I need to thank Dana for being so brave and for sharing her incredibly potent story with me. If you want to check out more of what Dana's about, there will be a link to her website in the episode show notes. And then there will be a link to her book, Gasping for Air, on the treasures page of the website. I encourage each and every one of you to check both out and really, really do a deeper dive into what an incredible human being Dana is. I'm so very grateful that Dana took the time to have this conversation. And I just love meeting human beings who are defying the odds and changing this world into a more beautiful place. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode: Koala Vert, Frank Schroeder, John Bartman, Sasha End, Edie Key 20, and Mikhail Moiskovich. For complete attribution, please see the episode show notes. All that good stuff will be just down below. And I have to tell you guys, I got 6 new ratings this week. Thank you so much, dear listeners.
I'm so very grateful to those of you who take the time to give me a rating or write a little review. It just helps so very much. And when I looked at Apple and I saw I got 6 more ratings, my jaw just dropped. I was kind of astonished. So thank you so much for taking the time. It means so very much. And now I'm going to say what I usually do, which is thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Dana. Be a survivor. This world is tough. And Lord knows, some days I kind of just don't want to crawl out of bed. But know that every day that you, dear babies, you have the strength and you have the wisdom, you have the temerity to say, no, I don't deserve this, or no, I am stronger than this. And survive like Dana, thrive like Dana, create and craft a life worth living. And that's exactly what Dana's did. So be like Dana, survive and thrive.